first-year coach Zach Stauffer for Chase County. Coach and I talked back when he first took the job. We saw him a little bit up in Maywood in the Maywood tournament there in the summer league, their summer league up there, and got some work in. And, Coach, here we are for your first. You got a game last night on Thursday night with Cozad. Got the Bison tonight, so excitement and a good group of girls to coach this year, isn't it?
Yeah, I think like we spoke before a little bit. The core group is really, really good. The group of 18 that we have out right now, they're there. They're working hard. They're working their tails off. They're all really, really coachable, which is what you want. It's a lot of change, but at the same time, it's still similar. So we're just trying to keep the mental side of things pretty simple right now, but also making sure that we're pushing them so we know to take that next step is what our goal is. So,
Coach, can you throw some names out? Who are some of the young ladies we're going to be calling a lot tonight or going to kind of help lead this team through the year?
Yeah, I mean, your top two right now, obviously you're going to hear a lot from is Carly Anderson and Miranda Spady, obviously 2 years returning starters from last year, are going to be a big piece on the rebounding side and scoring on that side too. And then obviously some of the girls that were in the rotation from last year with Avery Beamer, Ari McNair, and Alexander Reeves are going to be big names. Some newcomers that we think that will probably make a little bit of noise too. Mia Freeze, Jordan Stafford, Taya Stromberger, Liz Hanna is another one that you're going to hear. We'll probably play around 9 to 10 girls. It's kind of been my style. So a lot of names that will be new, but I think in the first couple weeks, people will really realize who they are really quick. So
I take it with playing a lot of girls, Coach, you defensively turn up the heat. Maybe it'd be a full court pressure, a man-to-man type of style. If you're going to play that many girls, you can rest people at a time and really get after it defensively.
Yeah, I mean this. Chase County track program is really, really good. So when we're going to turn every basketball game into a track meet. So, we'll be up and down a lot. We're going to push it, push the pace. I always say we're going 100 miles an hour while being under control. So that's kind of be our style, and it's going to be very fun style. It's always been a fun style, but we have to learn how to be under control still going that fast too. So.
Very quality schedule, Coach. Of course, with Cozad, with McCook, you got your SBVA conference teams. You kind of have a good feeling about that. The Perkins County, Bridgeport with Coach Kulin up there. So that conference, once again, from top to bottom, fun to watch those battles during the season, aren't they?
Yeah, and we got a couple of newcomers with Mitchell and Valentine also in that conference. So they're going to add to an already good conference. So we're looking forward to those battles. Those will be probably more later in January area. But our first start of our schedule, we can't overlook McCook, and then on top of it, we got next week, the following week after that, we got Sydney and Ogallala. So I mean we have a gauntlet to start, so we really have to be focusing on them, and then that'll prepare us for our conference.
Holy smokes, you ain't a kid. That first 6-7 games, and then right before Christmas, Broken Bow and Bridgeport. So before Christmas, you're going to know a lot about your team, aren't you?
Yeah, we will already be battle-tested, which is good. I mean, it's probably not ideal with a first-year coach coming in, and we're learning a bunch of new stuff, but we're throwing them to the fire pretty early, and the biggest thing is I think the girls are ready for it. That's been probably the best thing that we've seen so far as a staff is that they have taken ownership of what we're trying to do. And when we're doing the little things and doing them right, we look really good. But we're just still trying to get over those hurdles of just falling back to being comfortable and some stuff. We really want our girls to be uncomfortable so that they can get comfortable.